All right, on the top on it, here we go. It is another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on a Thursday edition. It's July 16th. Here's what we did today. Here's what we gabbed about. Golf talk, it's back. The Memorial, it starts today. Tiger Woods returning. So Steve and I were rather excited, and apparently John is too if he's talking about it. Everybody needs something on the TV to fall asleep to. As for social media, a rather large platform got hacked yesterday. OnlyFans is now only dogs for one lady. A coronavirus conspiracy was brought up. Song Stories Today featured Message in a Bottle for drummer Stuart Copeland's birthday, which got us talking about John at GoldenEye. We went into the isolation booth and heard Pearl Jam, which led to discovering some really interesting stuff buried in the mix. We can't play the full song for you, but you'll hear our reaction. And comedian Alonzo Bowden called in. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I realize since I've been back, I have not been the golf supporter that you two need, right? Even though I don't really give a damn about the sport.
It's all right. I haven't either, John.
All right.
I mean,
seriously.
I played, but I haven't been really watching.
Steve's been leaving me out to dry, man. I'll be texting like, oh, did you see that putt? I haven't watched the swing.
Well, the Memorial's this weekend?
Yes.
Today.
I watched the practice round yesterday.
Nerd.
That's how hype I am.
Wow. That you.
He texted me about it last
night,
too.
You have no life.
I did.
None at all.
It was great. They were mic'd up. Phenomenal.
All right. Supposedly, there's not going to be a crowd at a single event for the rest of the season.
Correct.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just play. It's golf.
Well,
you don't need a gallery.
Well, some of the numbers came out for the Memorial. Who's getting what? Mm-hmm. Justin Thomas.
Yep.
He's plus 950.
Okay.
Yep. Almost won last week there.
All right. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 1050. Plus 1050.
Yeah. He's like the it player right now.
All right. Rory McIlroy. McIlroy. Plus 1300. Patrick Cantlay. Is it?
Cantlay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
My wife set the hell out of his wife.
My wife hates Rory McIlroy. She says he looks like a lunch lady. I always love that critique.
I can actually see that. 14 plus 1450. Yeah. Dustin Johnson plus 1700. And for those of you who are wondering about the power of Tiger Woods, mm-hmm. he's going off at plus 2500.
Yeah. That's right. Yep.
This is his first round since
March.
Since really?
February, actually, maybe.
Yeah, really?
Well, if you count the match.
I don't.
Okay.
Right.
Go Webb Simpson.
The wild thing about it is, and this is the change in sports, because, you know, like, I won't sit and watch golf,
mm-hmm.
you know, other than the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Right, you know, but
what about the Masters?
I'm sorry, the Masters.
Okay.
All right, I was thinking tennis.
U.S. Open applies too.
All right, right.
That's another major.
That's true. But I can honestly say that of the six names that I mentioned, I've never heard of four of them.
Really?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I
would hear these names in conversation and stuff, but sure. nobody's
so,
talking about
outside
them.
Of Rory and Tiger.
Yeah, outside yeah. Rory and Tiger.
Yeah,
that's
makes
it.
Sense.
The rest
that's
of them was like, who the hell are these guys? What happened? Whatever happened to that Indian guy?
DJ Singh?
Singh. Oh, he's probably on the
what's the older tour now?
Oh, really? Is it senior now?
Yeah.
How am I blanking on this?
Tour?
I don't know. The old heads tour.
The seniors tour.
The seniors tour.
What happened to Arnold Palmer?
Sam Snead. Where'd he go?
Palmer got, God, he did great for himself. You know, with that lemonade iced tea drink, he's just kicking ass.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Have you heard this Bitcoin Twitter story?
I did. Yeah. I saw it last night.
I was reading about it this morning.
I mean, if you get an email from Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Joe Biden, if you get a text from them, directly from them, don't you go, this has got to be crap. Why would Elon Musk?
Well, it was tweets, wasn't it?
Oh, tweets.
Yeah, it was a tweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but why would Elon Musk tweet me and give me his insight on Bitcoin and how I should buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin?
I don't understand how people fall for certain things like this, because if you looked at the link that was part of their tweet, it was as if somebody took their keyboard and went...
Seriously, that was the link.
That's what the link looked like. It was
four letters
and numbers, three more letters, two more
but
numbers.
But the hackers managed to collect up to $100,000.
I know a Nigerian prince, John.
What's that?
I know a Nigerian prince.
Do you?
And it's been working for a long time.
I've got to tell you, I got to go find it, but I have a Nigerian prince story who is like some sort of, you know, star, you know, on Twitter or TikTok or I don't know where the hell it is.
All right.
And guy has collected $431 million. Worth of scam money.
And really,
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
This is not a joke.
Okay.
I saw this story a couple of days ago, and I kind of put it to the side. I said, maybe there's something I could do with it, and really didn't. This morning I wake up, and the story is absolutely everywhere. Right. Everywhere I turn, every news service, everyone had this as part of their feed. All right, there's a 21-year-old woman named Jenna Phillips in Austin, Texas, and she recently quit her job as an optician, right, because she's making more money. We're talking six figures a month, all right, making videos of her acting like a dog.
Six figures?
Six figures a month of her acting like a dog.
Wow.
Where at? Right, it's just like OnlyFans?
It's, yes,
only dogs?
That's it. It's OnlyFans.
Okay.
It's OnlyFans. OnlyFans is a website, and she charges $20 a month for videos of her chasing balls, walking on a leash, rolling around, taking baths. Right,
dude, the fetish market is insane.
Yeah. Right.
Gotta get in on this.
Right, she also makes $1,200 for custom videos. So if you wanted to do something like pee on the rug, right?
It's like a collie cameo.
Right, yeah. All right, I mean, and I've got a quote from her here. She says, Wolf. She says, "Just I feel like a dog. I just want to roll around, play fetch, get head scratches, and run around and play. All of that stuff that dogs do.
And make money.
Right,
there's
yeah.
that, too. I mean, I'm figuring that's the main motivating force.
I now know why the Bitcoin thing worked on Twitter and they raised right. over $100,000.
Right.
I get it.
You know, it makes it, people are just stupid. I understand some fetishes, right? Not this one. And, you know, and I've seen pictures of this woman and
sure.
I mean, she's an okay looking woman, you know, but her standing there with a yellow tennis ball in her mouth, right? And she's bringing it up and some guy's taking the pictures and you see his knees in the shot,
uh-huh.
right? You
That's
know,
POV.
Right. And it's
nice.
Just like,
Dave, relax.
And, yeah. Right, Dave's getting a little creepy.
When she slaps on a mask, Dave's way in.
Oh, if she has the furry element, forget it.
Yeah. Right. But if you're in the market to make six figures.
Amid this pandemic, more and more people are finding themselves out of work. Well, now's the time to start your exciting new career in dog training.
Well, I don't really know if I'm qualified to train dogs. And
no, not training dogs, training to be a dog. Yes, your new career behaving like a dog will earn you wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
All right, now bark.
Roof, roof. Roof, roof.
Great job. Now roll over.
Like this?
Yes, perfect. Now go pee on that rug.
Well, I don't know if I should.
Pee on the rug. You'll be rich.
Okay.
So if you're ready to get started on your path to success, train to be a dog today. You'll be glad you did. John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
You know, I don't think there's really that much difference. I can't imagine there's a lot of spread between conspiracy theorists and stupid people.
Sure. Kind of synonymous in a lot of cases.
I mean, because there's a new one, and this is a whole new level of COVIDiot.
Okay.
All right? And I don't need the COVIDiot sounder here. But conspiracy theorists, they've got a new object to be paranoid about. You ready for what it is?
Uh-oh. What is it this time?
All right. The metal strip that's in the face masks.
What? Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it's only the blue medical ones, isn't it?
No. All face masks usually have them, unless you have like a homemade one.
Most people have homemade.
But a lot of the homemade ones also have metal strips in them, you know? So according to these people, those metal strips are actually 5G antennas.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well.
5G antennas. They've
been around for a long time.
All right. The metal strips have been around. Well, we only recently got 5G, but all of the strips and all
for
of the
decades.
Masks are there getting a. You know, now, does it improve your signal? Do you hear things better when you have a 5G antenna?
You know what?
Mask?
I'm going to pay attention for the rest of the day now.
Are you?
Yeah. When I'm in the stairwell, where's my mask?
Yeah. Put it on. See if you can hear better. Or maybe you can make a call. Right?
Give it a shot.
All right.
People are stupid, man.
They are. That's why we have to have songs like this.
I've got something to say, and if you don't want to hear it, well, then go on about your day. But wear a mask so we can celebrate. Please wear a mask so we can congregate. Just wear the mask. Nobody's trying to take your rights away. And if you're gonna make that face, rather you cover it up anyway. Wear a mask so we can get our jobs back. The world ain't spinning round. that's hard to hear, but wear a mask. When I hope this message gets through.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Stuart Copeland's birthday, and we will celebrate that fact in song service this morning.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by a First Student Bus Company, hiring now at firstgroupcareers.com. It's Stuart Copeland of the Police's birthday, and although, you know, Stuart, Dave and I love Stuart.
Oh, I mean, one of my favorites.
He's a great drummer, he's a great interview, and he thinks very highly of Message in a Bottle. Basically, he thinks it's the high point for the group. It's their finest hour, and he tells just how highly he thinks of it.
I believe the Police's finest hour. We just played it round and round, I think, three or four times, just kept playing and kept building up momentum. And miraculously, the tempo stayed more or less the same. And we cut together sections of the different things and put it together to create that track. And then overdubbed all kinds of drum parts to it and guitar parts. It was sort of like the Good Vibrations of the Police, where we discovered overdubbing and everything.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Some of the more drum-centric songs of the Police. Celebrating Stuart Copeland's birthday. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. And of course, our Bond aficionado is the only one who can turn to you and say, you know where Sting wrote all those songs?
Synchronicity.
For Synchronicity?
Yeah. Right. At Ian Fleming's abode down in Jamaica, Goldeneye.
Goldeneye.
A place that
I don't understand
you how- never fail to wave in front of me and say, you know, I stayed there once.
I did. I stayed there when the public couldn't stay there, when Bob Marley owned the house, and Bob Marley gave it to me for a week, right, to go hang there. Why be in a hotel when you can be in this place?
He meant to give it to the other John DeBella.
Yeah, he did. Right. You know, but I was the only one that showed up. So, as a matter of fact, there is an on the record on WMGK.com.
That's right.
All about how that happened and then going up to visit Bob's house and some strange green drink that some little old lady had me to have.
I remember this.
And I, yeah, I'm
jealous
glad
of
you
that
do.
Too.
I'm glad you remember it because after I had the strange green
mind
drink,
eraser.
I don't remember anything. I remember being in the dining room. We were all eating jerk chicken. All right, and then she came around with this pitcher that looked like milk. It looked like green milk. It looked like
scary.
A melted shamrock shake. That's what it looked like. Right, and I had some of it, and I do remember riding in a jeep through a forest or something like that because it was on his house was on top of a mountain, so all his tree cover.
This is a horror movie.
And then I woke up in my bed. All right. And I have no recollection what happened.
Has the scar healed?
Seriously, she removed something.
Yeah.
Either that or it was a voodoo doll somewhere in Jamaica.
Grandma. It was fine, but I have no recollection of what happened in between drinking it and waking up in bed.
I hope Sting has the exact same story.
Yeah, that would be nice. I should call him.
Yeah, next interview, we'll bring it up.
Hey, Sting, right? Because now he's doing that LSD special that's on Amazon or Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's Netflix.
Okay.
Right? You know, all these people talking about their tripping. I said, hey,
you
were at Gold, you did?
You saw us?
Yeah. Cool. Good.
Hey, when you were at Goldeneye, did you drink the green milk?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now,
it's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And in the isolation booth today is Pearl Jam and Even Flow. If you've never encountered it before, it's really kind of simple. We go out, we do our best to find the vocal tracks, to isolate those vocal tracks, and then remix the song so you can get a better idea of what the singer is singing.
Right.
Now, in the case of Eddie Vedder, if there's anybody that you need to understand what the singer is singing better, it's Eddie. I think Eddie has a great rock voice. Right. But he's a mumbler.
Oh, my God.
It's muddled.
You know, and even in this remix, it's still mumbled, right? But it's clearer than it was before.
Clearer.
Right, right.
It's not clear.
Right. It's clearer, right? Key word. Right? But once again, we found something in the song, especially in the guitar solo, about 3 minutes in when they do the bridge, right? There's something buried in there that we never knew.
F the Russians, right?
It's not F the Russians.
No, it's the Chinese.
Right. No, but it is. I mean, when you hear it, you're going to go like, how is that possible?
Huh.
How could
it was so
there?
Buried in the mix.
It was so buried in the mix. And now it's going to come screaming through. So, ladies and gentlemen, today in the isolation booth, it's Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I never realized until mixing this yesterday and finally hearing what the lyrics were about that this was about some homeless guy out on the street. Yeah. I never realized that was about at all, especially, and this, if you did, I don't know how you would have missed it, but if you did not hear the hidden thing that happened in there, all of a sudden Eddie goes,
hey man, you got a dollar? Come on man, just some spare change. I know you got. Oh, God bless you, man. God bless you.
It's like, really?
Totally right. Buried.
Although, and this time, when he gets really into the song, in the beginning, I can understand what he's singing. You know, the
freezing, rest his head on a pillow made of concrete. Again.
But when you get deeper into the song, it's just as much Eddie Mumble as it was before. But there we were in the isolation booth for today. You know, I could do this one, too. I think I found the lyrics to this one, too.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
He is the host of the podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Available through allthingscomedy.com. But this Sunday night at 9 o'clock, he's got an online comedy show, and tickets are available through eventbrite.com. It is the one and only Alonzo Bowden.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good now. Now, are you in California?
Yes, I am in L.A.
So we're doing a hell of a lot better than you. Governor Newsom is just open them up, shut them down, open them up, shut them down. What's it like living through that?
Well, you know what it is? When they opened everything up, particularly the beaches and the restaurants, I think people kind of lost their minds, right? Mm-hmm. Like people went out and they were like, I'm going to the beach. Oh, I'm going to the beach too. I'm going to sit next to you. Okay, take your mask off. Please breathe on me. And, you know. And the numbers spiked. And then I think the other big problems we have, California is so big. I'm in L.A. County, but I'm only 20 minutes from Ventura County.
Mm-hmm.
So L.A. County, it's like, okay, you got to wear a mask and you can't go to the beach. Ventura County, like, nah, we don't care. Do what you want. So it's like, all right, let me go up to Ventura, get the Rona, and bring it back to L.A.
Living in California, you must be excited and now maybe depressed about Kanye running for president, and it seems he's called it off.
See how we were getting along? We were doing fine. And then, listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It is hard enough to be black without Kanye. Because if I get one more white person saying, but what about Kanye? I got nothing. Listen, I cannot explain him. Where do you start with that? Like, hey, Kanye, remember you used to make music? We liked you then. I don't know.
He's still making music. That's why he's running for president.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. This is all nothing more than a big album promotion.
Just those new tracks?
No, it really is publicity. But there's other ways to do it. You know, hey, Kanye, how about a picture of your wife in a bikini on the cover? And we'll call it even. How's that?
Does she have a whole bikini?
All the better. All the better.
You know, I know a lot of comics. I'm friends with tons of comics. I think it was Nikki Glaser. We were talking about, gee, a comic that goes in for therapy? Who ever heard of such a thing, right?
You know, it's really interesting that you mention that because, yes, I have joined the Comic and Therapy Club. We all do. It's kind of where we meet, actually. It's our secret place.
Uh-huh.
It's plus therapists have to make a living.
Sure.
What is your problem? What is your problem with employing therapists? See, it's people like you who hurt the mental health community.
No. You don't understand. I've been fixed. I was fixed, you know.
I'll tell you what's interesting in the mental health world. Athletes, it's a bigger deal with athletes, right? Because they have this air of indestructibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard for them to admit something's wrong. And it's hard for people to believe it because they're such alphas in whatever they do. When you're a physical specimen and you're one of the best in the world at what you do and you say, yeah, but I don't feel good. People are like, I wish I didn't feel good as you. You know, so that's, you know, not all of them. Now, Patrick Mahomes, I think he's okay.
Yeah, I think so. For at least a couple of years. He should be fine for a couple of years, right?
What's the first thing you buy when you sign a contract for $500 million?
Golf course.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair. I don't even know. I don't even know where I'd start. I think I'd get one of those Rolls Royce SUVs and just fill the back with money. What are you driving? Oh, that's my wallet.
Well, you did. I did see you were on, you did Leno's Garage and you were driving around on a motorcycle that had a sidecar and the sidecar was a grill.
Jay invites me on the show whenever he has a crazy motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what was really fun about that. It was a working barbecue grill. I was riding around in traffic and they said, are you going to be able to flip the burgers at a light? And I was like, I don't know. But when the light went red, I said, let me try. Let me jump off the bike and flip a burger. I can't be any more annoying than someone who's on a cell phone and they don't, like they're not paying attention and the light changes.
We all sure.
hate that. We all hate that guy, so at least I'm like, listen, man, I'm cooking a meal. And I wish I had one of those bikes. You know how much money I'd be making on quarantine food delivery if I had the barbecue bike? I was like, why did I have to give that one back?
Now, from what I understand, you have an idea of what could bring us all together.
Absolutely, and it's that season. Yoga pants. Yoga pants.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful thing. No, who doesn't like yoga pants? Women, every woman I know, oh my God, my yoga pants, they are so comfortable then, and they make my butt look fantastic. Men are like, I don't know if they're comfortable, but they make your butt look fantastic. I'll tell you, that special, it's on Amazon called Heavy Lightweight, and I specifically called it that because I did heavyweight topics and lightweight topics, you know. So I go from like racism to yoga pants, you know. Just
you know that most of those women don't do yoga.
Really? Really?
Alonzo Bowden has a brand new comedy show coming up this Sunday night. Now, is there an audience, or are you doing this as if whoever's watching is the audience?
No, that's the beauty of it. You go on Zoom, but everyone's microphone is on, so I can hear you laughing.
Oh, cool.
You can make comments in the chat box, but they're also monitoring it so that we don't hear your baby crying or your dog barking or your, you know, somebody else, you know, you're fighting with your spouse over their yoga pants, but you don't do yoga. I don't need that during the show. It really does give an energy to the show. So that's why this one works a little different than a regular streaming or Zoom show where it is just one way, you know.
Well, the show is this Sunday night, 9 o'clock, online comedy show. And the easiest way to get there again, Alonzo?
NowhereComedyClub.com.
It was a pleasure to talk to you once again. And now I think I heard the dryer go off, so you better get those yoga pants out of the dryer.
It's John DeBella.
Let's go!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.